big nuclear time bombs. Holy overeating. Holy roller coasters.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time for the Lion Sidekick Podcast.
Hey, 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 heroes. Welcome back for another episode of the YM Sidekick Podcast. I'm Tom Pounder, your host. And this is where ministers come to get some cool tips and tricks and ideas on how to do ministry more effectively in a very digital and online world. And today I'm bringing back my friend Dan Eno. He's the student minister and worship leader at our Linton Hall campus for New Life. And he and I, along with some other people, we just organized our very first weekend retreat away that we did ourselves. Now, I've done this before in the past, but it's been years of not doing one. And so we did one this past weekend, and it was fantastic. We had a great time. And we wanted to share a little bit about some of the things that we learned, not lessons learned about after the trip, but lessons learned about actually preparing to doing a trip on your own. Because doing a trip on your own is quite different than doing a trip that's already pre-planned. And both of them are really good, but there's a few things you need to know about before you actually do a trip that you do yourselves. And Dan and I did that, and we share some insights with you. So it's a really cool conversation. It's not all the stuff, but while it was still fresh, we wanted to get some things out there and encourage people, because I think it's a fantastic opportunity if you do something on your own. So without any further ado, let's get into the conversation now with Dan Eno. All right, with me right now is my friend Dan Eno. Dan.
Oh, are we friends?
We are friends.
All right, I like
that.
I hope we're friends. I like that.
Dan's been on the podcast with me a few different times, and Dan works with me. But I'll let him reintroduce himself for anybody who may not know who Dan is.
Yes, my name's Dan. I work with Tom in student ministry at New Life Christian Church. Specifically, I work with the youth at our Linton Hall campus, a little smaller than the Chantilly campus where Tom's at, but we get to co-lead stuff together sometimes, and planning and et cetera. And I also do the worship and stuff at the Linton Hall campus.
Yeah, you do a lot.
Sometimes.
And you're a new dad.
That's true. First time on the podcast since having my little kid. And I promise I will not spend the whole time talking about him.
But now I'm giving you freedom. What do you love about being a dad?
Oh, man. You know, there's just a overwhelming kind of like combination. It's a weird combination of like feeling peaceful, like you're in charge of keeping this little guy like safe and helping him grow, but then also that is kind of stressful, thinking about having to keep him safe and help him grow. But I'm really enjoying it.
See, and that's part of the reason why I never been a fan of me homeschooling my children growing up, because I felt like I'm responsible for so much of their life. I cannot be responsible for their education, especially with me being such a poor student growing up. But I will say this, the recent pictures that your wife shared on Facebook, I looked at your son, and I thought, that looks like Dan.
People are saying that.
There is a clear resemblance to Dan.
He was 1 month old yesterday.
So that's great.
I literally went on a student retreat weekend right as he was coming up on his 1 month birthday.
Well, I did it over when my daughter was turning 13.
The sacrifices we make.
Yes, it's true. Okay, so Dan.
We're
talking about a student ministry retreat. We just got back from a student ministry retreat, which I thought worked over really, really, really well. But there's lots of lessons learned we had on it. But we're not going to talk about lessons learned necessarily. We're going to talk about the planning and the processing of why doing your own retreat yourself. Like, there's a lot of great retreats out there where you go to a camp and you and it's already pre-planned for you. You just kind of be a part of the program. There's a lot of great organizations that do that, and you can go and be a part of it. However, this year we chose to do something different. We chose to do our own weekend camp with our two campuses and so forth. And so I want to talk about that, about what we did to prepare for, why we did it, and some things that we can share with that in part of the processing if someone's thinking about doing the same thing. So let's go back to why we did it. Why, when we had this discussion months ago,
What was the process in thinking through, especially from your perspective, why we would do this trip?
Sure. Well, like you said, there's lots of organizations that plan these student trips. They try to make it easy on you, that you just show up and they've planned everything and you run with it. A lot of those are great. Sometimes they're not great. And I think that's part of the, you know, the question is, you know, sometimes it's a miss. Sometimes you go on a student trip and it's like, that wasn't actually that great.
Yeah.
And from, you know, previous years, with our high schoolers, we started kind of feeling like maybe the trips we were picking were not really hitting home the way we wanted to with mm-hmm. our students.
Yep.
And we've finally opened the door to say, what would it look like for us to skip going to one of these pre-planned, you know, someone else puts it on trips mm-hmm. and take on the responsibility ourselves to yep. plan and execute and make it happen, with the added benefit being, you know, like, sure, there's a lot of lessons learned from yeah. this weekend, but at the very least, we had a handcrafted, a tailor-made experience for the students in our group to help them where we see they're at. And I think that's a big thing because, you know, us going to someone else's trip, yeah. you know, they don't know where our students are at. They don't know what our yeah. students are going through. But if we are doing it ourselves, you know, we can speak directly to our mm-hmm. group of students and what we feel they're dealing with.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a really important thing. In fact, I think that was one of the biggest factors of why we should do this trip is because we looked at our groups and we thought, where are they at spiritually? And is what we normally did, we did this other camp for many years. Like, is what they're offering a hit for our kids and their friends? And we wanted it to be a thing where their friends would want to come to as well. And so through evaluating, we're like, it's probably not a good fit for us this year. So we thought, okay, how can we tailor something? It's like that the pre-planned curriculum versus designing your own curriculum.
Sure.
You and I have had experiences with this, and you know, sometimes we'll do a pre-planned curriculum, but then sometimes, like you, this past year, you've been doing all curriculum designed around your students because right. you know where they're at. And so we said, let's do this trip and really come up with a program and a speaking topic stuff where that are going to hit home more with our students. So
yeah.
That's what we tried to do. So as we kind of work through it, what are some of the things that I think you would encourage people to really think through if they're thinking about doing something? They're like, okay, we're in the same boat. We want to do something on our own. What are some of the things? Dan and I are just going to hit through some different things that we would encourage people with, starting off with Dan.
Well, the longer that I do student ministry, the more I appreciate the wisdom of other student ministers. And I think one of the good things about this weekend was it wasn't just me saying, let's do this, or you saying, let's do this, or even just you and I coming up with an idea, not that we couldn't come up with something probably pretty good, mm-hmm. but we included other youth leaders, you know, part of our team,
yep.
You, me, TJ, Chris, Patrick. I mean, we got a whole number of people's voices and opinions in, mm-hmm. people with different experiences, people with different you know, groups yeah. and group dynamics to where, you know, I could have come up with a plan for the weekend that I think would benefit my students, but might not have really done well with one of the other guys' students yeah. and being able to pool our collective thinking and bounce ideas off of each other, kind of checks and balances with other leaders. I think if you're going to plan something like this, it's worth it to make the planning happen in a team format, not just I'm going to do this, make it a team effort.
Yeah, I agree, because when you also include other people in it, they're more bought into it. They feel right. like they have skin in the game. They're like, this is going to be awesome. I contributed to it. It's a great way. So great. I like that.
And different people have different skills. Mm-hmm. I mean, we had Chris do a great presentation on, you know, ways to get students to sign up mm-hmm. for the trip. Yeah. And he went over stuff from his experience and, you know, his successes with getting people signed up for weekend retreats and stuff. And that was really good information to share mm-hmm. with the rest of us and with the rest of our volunteer leaders. And, you know, a lot of stuff that I wouldn't have been able to come up with, or maybe you wouldn't have been able to come up with, but Chris had that skill set ready to share. So being able to pool those resources is great.
Yeah. That's great. Okay. Well, what I would contribute to this is to say, plan far ahead. We made this decision with 3 months to play, and actually it came across over Christmas too, which really limited it to 2 months. And then Dan had a baby. So he got distracted, and then other people were busy. I mean, it was a chaotic situation where we were, I mean, Dan and I think I talked to Dan more the 2 weeks leading up to it in that period of time than I've ever talked to him.
Lots of time on the phone.
Yes. Lots of time on the phone, just processing ideas and going back and forth on things. So give yourself time to think about this. Sure, did we pull it off in 3 months or technically 2 months? Yes. But we made some errors too, because we didn't think through it. So I would give yourself, start planning 6 months ahead of time, and then you can promote more, you can get the word out more and whatnot. So start.
And frankly, the more time you have to think, the more things you're going to be able to think about. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was a couple times this weekend where it was like, you know, we had come up with, even in the short amount of time, we'd come up with the plan, we'd come up with the schedule, we'd, you know, we thought we had it fairly well laid out, and then something comes up and it's like, oh, I hadn't really thought about that, or I hadn't really considered that, and now we're having to think through it on the fly versus, you know, a little more time, a little more slower pace of time mm-hmm. in preparation, we probably could have dug deeper into a couple more intricacies, saved ourselves a little bit of heartache. But more time. Yeah.
Good.
That's good.
Yeah. Okay, what else would you contribute?
Oh, I would just say, you know, always pray. Mm. You know, at the end of the day, whatever trip you're going on, but especially if it's something you're trying to take on yourself and it's something you're trying to start mm-hmm. from scratch, I mean, you can't lose sight of the fact that, you know, we're trying to do God's work, not just our own creativity mm-hmm. or, you know, doing anything in our own power. I mean, there's a lot of really good stuff that happened this weekend that even though, you know, I was a big part of planning and pulling it off, I don't see it as a credit to me. I see it as a credit to God, because, you know, he's the one who showed up this weekend in a lot of students' lives. And, you know, again, it was a shorter time crunch for us, so maybe the prayer factor seemed to have a little more importance as we were like, dear God, help us pull this off.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, I mean, these sorts of things, you just got to cover the whole thing in prayer and say, look, you know, we have ideas, we've got thoughts, we think we know what might be best, maybe, mm-hmm. but if God's not going ahead of us and preparing the way, it's all going to be for naught anyway.
Yeah. Well, and I agree with that. And I would even say, pray specifically for students, pray specifically for leaders.
Yep.
Pray for the leaders that they would, that God would give them the wisdom and guidance to go through that. But also pray for the students you want going on this trip. I swear I prayed for a lot of kids, leading up to this, specifically for them to go on the trip, and they showed up on the trip. So I would encourage you to pray by name for people on that. Okay, so just some quick hits of things to really think about as you're going to do it. If you're going to go on your own, how are you going to do food?
Mm-hmm.
And what's the food cost? So that we chose to do food in one way, and then as we were thinking afterwards, we're like, maybe next year we'll do it a different way.
Yep.
So think through food. Think through your program. You know,
think through your venue.
Think through your venue.
And okay. Make sure the calendar is nice and clear so you're not competing with a ice hockey tournament for the whole weekend. That was interesting.
That was interesting.
But hey.
Yeah, that's great. Think through your venue. Think through, do you want to have a guest speaker share?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want your leaders to share? There's pros and cons to both.
Yep.
What's going to best fit your stuff?
Yeah.
Think through rooming, of course.
Yep.
And think through additional expenses when you're when you're mapping out how much it's going to cost. Make sure you really do a good gauge on that so you're not going to lose money. I don't think we lost money on this one.
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't know. We're kind of waiting for the final numbers to come in, though. Maybe. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
And definitely think through. I mean, Tom, you did a great job with this trip from day one, talking up the chain to, you know, our boss and our boss's boss. And, you know, it was a student ministry trip. But it was bigger than that. It was our first new life student ministry mm-hmm. trip run by us, mm-hmm. put on by us. And I felt good knowing that, you know, we had talked with, you know, our executive pastor. We had talked with our senior pastor. We had gotten their feedback, their input, their support to where, you know, even as things, you know, came up and happened over the weekend and some unforeseen stuff, you know, some lessons to learn from, mm-hmm. You know, we had done, I think, a pretty good job of getting lots of people's input yep. in the decision. So I think around here we call that don't put yourself on a windy corner. But I appreciate you, Tom, leading out and making that communication happen. And that's something, if you're going to do something, it's always best to, you know, have everybody on board with it. Yeah. That's something you should definitely think through, especially if you're planning and doing your own weekend trip.
Yeah. Well, and because these are high impact weekends too. And so we knew, you know, Dan and I were talking through, like, this can really dramatically change our groups in a mm-hmm. positive, well, in a negative way too, but in a positive way. Right. We were thinking forward, thinking positive. And so you want to get the staff and your bosses really prepared for what could happen. And so
even stuff like, you know, going on our own trip, we had to come up with a whole new basically rule book for what goes and what doesn't go on, yes. on trips. Because
that's a great,
there was that extra level of responsibility of, it's not like, you know, someone else is telling us what we can and can't. We had to come up with a whole thing, and we needed their input. We needed the yeah. executive pastor and the senior pastor's yes. input to say, this isn't clear enough, or let's add this, or why is that in there? I mean, that sort of coverage is really good.
Yeah, no, that's a great point. Because we really did have to rework our rules completely. And last thing I would say, as you're thinking through whether or not this will work, think through your follow-up. Now, obviously, there has to be follow-up for every trip that you do, but this one, we really have to think through your follow-up on how you're going to follow up with students and leaders afterwards. How are you going to encourage your leaders? How are you going to follow up on conversations you had with students? So you really need to think through that. So
yep.
So good. Well, any other final thoughts, Dan? Would you
highly... I need a nap. That's my final thought.
Would you recommend people doing this? I mean, it's a lot of work. It is a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
Would you recommend people do their own trips?
I think it depends. I think... I don't want to say everyone should do their own trip, because there are lots of trips that are good. I yes. think it comes down to knowing your group, knowing the trips that are available, and if they're going to fit with your group. Mm-hmm. And then if not, or if there's other extenuating circumstances why you wouldn't go on those trips, then, yeah, think through how do we do our own thing. Don't just mm-hmm. give up, though. Yeah. Like, you know, we'd been talking about, I'm not sure that this other camp we'd been going to is really the best fit, mm-hmm. you know, but it was never an option to not do anything.
Right.
You know, we when we said, okay, let's not go to that trip, the immediate follow-up was, what are we going to do instead? Because, yeah. you know, you can't just give up on students and their faith walk.
Yeah, I agree. And I would say, don't let the size of your youth group determine whether or not you go away and do your own thing or not. It may look different than if you had a bigger group.
Right.
But you can still go away. I've taken 4 middle school kids away to camp before. It was something that we did our own. And that was great. I mean, that was a great experience for us. So don't let size matter. Make sure that if it works for you, great. If not, there's plenty of other great camps out there.
Yep.
So, all right. Well, thanks, Dan. I really appreciate you chatting with me today.
I was happy to do it.
All right. So there you have it. A very exhausted Dan Eno and Tom Pounder. Well, I mean, it was, you know, these student ministry trips are fantastic. They are great community builders. They're great for a lot of different reasons, but they are exhausting, especially for the leaders. And so it was great. We did a lot of hard work, and I don't regret one bit of it. We had a lot of lessons learned, as Dan said, but well worth it and well worth the cost. And so we're going to continue to learn from this experience and do more trips on our own, as we felt like that was very, very successful for us. But I would love to hear from you. Have you ever done a trip on your own? What are some of the things that you do to prepare for? Not necessarily lessons learned after the fact, but to prepare for. How long do you prepare for? What do you do? What do you factor into it? Who do you incorporate into the planning on it? You got to hear Dan and I share. We would love to hear from you. So hit us up on Twitter. Actually, hit me up on Twitter, @TAPounder. I would love to hear your thoughts and continue this conversation. All right, heroes, well, thanks so much for joining me. As always, if you enjoyed the podcast, go to iTunes and subscribe to it, or you can go to ymsidekick.com and you see my blog, the podcast, some vlogs, the Twitter ebook, and information about Digital Bootcamp, the free Facebook group designed for every average day minister who wants to learn digital tools to expand the reach in their ministry. So it's a fantastic group. We've got a lot of great discussion that happens throughout the week. And so we'd love for you to do that. So you can go to Facebook and look up the Digital Bootcamp, or you can just find the Digital Bootcamp on ymsidekick.com. All right, heroes. Well, I hope you have a great rest of the day, great rest of the week. And until next time, have a great one.